the Miami Heat are headed to the NBA Finals for the sixth time in franchise history, looking for their fourth Larry O'Brien Trophy, beating the Boston Celtics 4-2 in the best of seven Eastern Conference Final. The final score, Miami 125 and Boston 113.
Whether you believe me or not, I think we're right at the launching pad right now. There are no obstacles, okay? There are only opportunities.
You got to stay together if you got the guts. And you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Oh my Lord, should we sing it? We're so off. We're so off. Oh my Lord. Heat! Sorry. Oh my. You have your pots and pans, Solana?
Let's go.
Look at you.
I got pots and pans. I'm at home.
Oh my.
Let's go.
I got my remote that I can talk into.
That's all I did was beat a nail clipper against my remote.
Pots and pans. Yeah, nothing. I don't know. There's nothing on Heat!
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God. So the Heat are going to the NBA Finals.
Heat!
The Hurricanes are ranked number 8 in the country and kick the snot out of FSU on Saturday.
Yes!
The Marlins begin their improbable playoff run Wednesday afternoon. I mean, this gets lost in it because we're more basketball and football than we are a baseball town. But the Marlins, that story is as improbable a playoff run as you'll see in sports. Like not only were they a bad team we thought going in, but then they got COVID in the worst way of any MLB team. Like, just crazy. This is a time that we're in, right? This is just a sports time for South Florida, and it's hard to put it into words just how exciting it is right now.
We're not used to it. We're not used to this down here.
No.
Finals, playoffs, eighth in the nation, college. Yes, this is impressive, and I'm loving every second of it, baby.
Yeah, how could you not? I mean, it is so magical. Those 4 days from the Dolphins' victory Thursday night, where they actually looked good, right? And it was prime time, and it was fun. And then Friday night, the Heat lose. And then Saturday, the Marlins clinch the playoff berth, and the Hurricanes go out, and they do what we only dream of them doing, a 50-burger. And then yesterday, first of all, I had such a great time watching NFL football yesterday. I mean, you don't even think about COVID when you're watching it, do you?
No, not at all.
That's amazing, isn't that? Week three and what we thought this season was going to be with cancellations and players being on that COVID list, like, it doesn't even cross your mind, does it?
No, and even I saw this this week. They even have fake boos when the refs make calls.
Like, right, like
you give me, y'all are giving me everything I'm used to.
You're watching football,
yes.
Like you're watching football, and then you get to last night, and the Heat do what they do, and it's just like you're just beside yourself with elation. You're trying to comprehend. You're making schedules in your head, right? I've got to watch the Marlins. I mean, we're going to be on when the Marlins play on Wednesday. Game one will be against the Cubs Wednesday at 2:00. But yeah, I'm just like, I'm taking it all in. I think all of South Florida, we're just taking it all in right now. You had to be impressed. We're going to talk with her about the Heat. Obviously, we'll do 15 minutes of Heat. Will Manso's going to join us. But you had to be impressed Saturday night with the Hurricanes, Crowder.
Oh, that was what y'all used to do. Like, you're starting to swing me, bro. Like, I'm not going to say we. Like, y'all love for me to put myself in with y'all. I'm not going to go we. But, bro, that's what you're supposed to do when you're a top 10 team to an inferior team. Don't just beat them 27-17. Oh, we got the win. You stomp them out. You embarrass them. You have guys on the sideline crying. One dude tried to put his whole head inside of his shoulder pads. Inside, you know, it was like 4 minutes left in the third quarter. I was like, bro, I'm sure you have to play some more. Like, you start. But, bro, that was what it's supposed to look like. Dominance on both sides of the ball as well. Louisville, you saw the defense slipping up a little bit. Everything was clicking Saturday night. And as I hear people talk about the Canes now, they're starting to – it's starting to have that little click of what I heard in the early 2000s when I was coming out of high school, where when you say UM, it means something. – You know I'm not proud of this, but I got to let y'all know and give y'all props. That UM is starting to click back where it's, I would say, supposed to be.
You know, we asked ourselves ever since the transfer portal, and, you know, we talked about all the different holes and answers that they had to answer to, questions that they had to answer. Rhett Lashley seems to be the right hire, right? Mm-hmm. Manny Diaz seems to have it together. De'Aaron King seems to be the right guy in the transfer portal at quarterback. Jose Borregales seems to be the right kicker that they were looking for. It's like everything seems to be clicking. So just tremendous fun for Hurricanes fans on Saturday night. And by the way, today...
And let me say, and I know this might be a week off, but when Ed Reed can tell a ref to throw a flag, yes, you have an advantage. Yes, you have an advantage when Ed Reed is helping officials. Come on, man.
Right, and I actually thought he was too gentle. Like, don't just suggest. Just get in the dude's face. Throw the damn flag. I dare him to say no. Don't be so gentle, Ed.
I thought I saw Ed grab the flag out of his pocket and throw it. I'm like, Ed.
Ed's coming out for the Clemson game. He's got four or five flags in his pocket. I can throw these, right, ref? Yes, sir. Whenever you see fit.
Respect Ed's flag. Respect Ed's flag now.
Joe Zagacki is going to join us today. Gino Toretta is going to join us today, so we'll talk some Hurricanes with them. So it's a little we're a little off today. It is Yom Kippur, and so generally I would not be working on Yom Kippur, and Solana would not be working on Yom Kippur, but as Solana dubbed it on our text thread, we'll call it Bam Kippur. And instead of fasting, we're feasting on Bam Adebayo. We're a little hungry, obviously, me and Solana. My wife and I, we did virtual services this morning, and I'm sure Solana did as well. And so we're both doing the show, as is Crowder, per usual. We're all at home. So Solana's not even in the studio because he's leaving early for services. Dan Day is running the board here at 790 The Ticket for us. And Danny Garcia is running the board for 560 WQAM The Joe, which, by the way, I just have to point out on a very sad note, Jen Figueroa, J Fig, her brother was killed yesterday. And when I say we're a little out of sorts, that obviously is weighing on us today. Her brother was 21 years old, and J Fig is just obviously crushed, lost her younger brother and her family and her parents. I mean, they're crushed. And I talked with her and, you know, told her, I mean, we are doing a celebratory Miami show today. And she was like, you better. But we do have a GoFundMe set up for her and her family so that they can give her younger brother a proper send-off. And that's on Twitter. And I'll try to talk about it today. But so when I tell you we're a little out of sorts, Solana's not in studio. He's home. We're home. It's Yom Kippur, and we've got a heavy heart because J Fig lost her brother yesterday. So lots going on. But I'm telling you, she said to me, it better be a 4-hour celebratory show because there is a lot to celebrate today on the radio, and we're going to do just that. So we will go to Alejandro Solana at his house right now for our headlines here in the 2 o'clock hour.
The Heat are going back to the finals!
It's almost as improbable as I said the Marlins' return to the playoffs is. I mean, when you really boil it down with the Heat to the nuts and bolts of how quickly they're back, how quickly they recovered from LeBron leaving, and how this particular roster was able to be formulated when they really didn't have a way to formulate a roster like this, it's staggering.
Oh, my goodness. Well, and it's Riley. It's what Riley did. Teams have been trying to do this for years, man.
Yes.
The Sixers. The Sixers were garbage for 10 years on purpose trying to do what the Heat just did. Like, Riley, we have to give him that credit. Who knew Duncan Robinson? Now you do. Who knew Tyler Hero? Now you do. Bro, this is something special. And, yes, it is the Marlins story, but I think we don't put it on that pedestal because of Riley and Spo, and we're like, they're supposed to do this. But, bro, it is, like you say, just as improbable what the Heat did is what the Marlins going to the playoffs this season.
Would it surprise you if the Heat are able to beat the Lakers in the NBA Finals? Would it surprise you if Pat Riley retired?
Oh, yes.
I mean, would that not be the greatest bookend to his career? That he put together another finals team and stopped LeBron from getting the finals ring in L.A. Like, that, to me, would be the perfect exit.
It would be in movies. I see what you're saying, Hawk. But how can you check out post-championship? Don't you want to run it back?
I'm 75 years old and I have millions in the bank and I got to wear a mask everywhere. I'm good.
I just built a new dynasty, potential dynasty. Jimmy's young, Bam is young, Hero and Duncan, they can't even make babies yet. Like, Hawk, I just rebuilt a dynasty, Hawk, and I'm going to walk out after the first year. Riley, we play the clip all the time. Riley says, if you have the guts not to walk through the door, why would I walk through that door? I mean, walk out of that door if I just rebuilt something? I got to stay. If I'm Riley Hawk, I'm staying, and I have to enjoy the fruits of my labor.
I get it. I totally get it. We shall see. I think it would be appropriate, but I know, as you say, he's got the guts and Solana's got the guts. We know that. So he's really he'll probably talk with Solana about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll consult. But not only that, I mean, he told Danny Ainge to get the hell out of the damn bubble. He sent Danny Ainge packing stupid Brad Stevens. Now he gets to play the Lakers, the franchise where it all began for him. You're totally right, Hawk. This could be the perfect send-off for Pat Riley.
You know, throw a couple of gummy bears at Dion Waiters as the Heat are hoisting the trophy and then hit it down the trail of happiness.
Guys, that might be the best storyline of this NBA Finals. Dion Waiters winning a ring no matter who wins. Dion!
Really?
Yeah.
He'll get a Heat share. That's right. Totally right.
Oh, they got to change. They got to change. This is like the Tuck rule with Brady. They got to change that rule now that Deion's a part of it.
Game one of the NBA Finals is Wednesday, 9:30 p.m. So the Marlins are going to play game one of their wild card series against the Cubs on Wednesday as well. Hawk mentioned that's at 2 p.m. though. So those two games will not overlap. And guys, they're number 8. In the country
now. Talk about it.
They will play Clemson, not this Saturday, they're off, but the following Saturday, once again, ABC, 7:30 p.m., prime time. It's number 8 versus number 1, Clemson.
Yeah, I will, by the time that game rolls around, have talked myself into the fact that the Canes will win. I will have talked myself into it. Just give me that over the next 2 weeks. Stop. Don't talk me out of it. Don't try to ground me. I'm telling you, by the time that Clemson game rolls around, I will have talked myself into the fact that they're going to get Dabo Swinney fired the way he got Al Golden fired.
Bro, I know you read it the way I've been talking about the Canes for years now, but I'm telling you, this could be a game. This could be a game. And that's, but even if you lose, let's say it's a 3-point game with 8 minutes left against Clemson, number 1 in the nation. And I'm talking about, we just watched a ball game. Bro, no matter what the score is, y'all are rolling a back around where you're supposed to be. Remember last time you played them? Remember what happened last time?
Yep.
Bro, I'm telling you, this is going to be a single-digit game either way, and that means a lot. It's crazy to say, win, lose, or draw.
I'm with you. I don't feel like they're going to get rolled. And every time you would talk about Clemson, you'd kind of know you were going to get rolled. And I don't feel that way this time. So
bro. Hopefully, we're right.
I think we bet them -17 one year or something against the Canes. Like,
we had the Canes -11 Saturday night. We had, I'll get to it later in the show. We had a nice weekend gambling. We had a nice weekend gambling.
For the Heat and for Hawk. I got it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
You, Hawk, you go.
I brought it. All right, go ahead, Solano. What else do you have in the headlines?
I was just going to note, guys, this was a weekend for the ages in South Florida. Well, 2 weekends from now, if the Heat win in 5 or 6, I'm just saying, circle that on your calendar, and UM beats Clemson, that could very well be the greatest sports weekend in South Florida history.
All right, I'm in. I'm in. You got me talked into it. I'm in.
Those are your headlines. Let's go!
He's violent.
And it would be even worse if we weren't so damn hungry. Like, I'm
so hungry.
I'm fading. All right.
That's really hangry, Solana. You get it now?
You are here in hangry. That's right. All right, we got a ton to get to today. Will Manso is going to join us next. We're going to do 15 minutes of Heat. Will Manso going to join us here momentarily. This is going to be 2 weeks of shows for the ages. I'm not lying.
For over 41 years, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida. They are the best. I'm a customer. They had to come out to my house. I got the spot on the ceiling. It got bigger, hit the wall. I called Donnie, the owner of J&K, and told him, I need your help. You're the best. I need it. And that's what they did. Came out with the best workers, the most experienced, highly skilled workers, professional, respectful, on time, which is something big for me, the best workers and the best material. If you have shingle, metal, tile, gravel, clay barrel, whatever you have, they have the best material out there. And that's what Donnie says. That's how J&K stayed on top for over 40 years. Great material and great workers. And the financing offers you can get through Y Green will blow your mind. Residential, commercial, any roofing problems, issues, questions, give J&K Roofing a call. And we know it rains every day. Hurricane season just passed, but it's going to rain on you. Get that roof done now. Come on. J&K Roofing. Give them a call. 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. For all your roofing needs, call J&K Roofing. And J&K Roofing knows we're in this thing together.
So I'm guessing they did away with the special you told us about Friday.
They called me and said
they had too good a response. They did away.
The draws drop special stops in June. We just right,
take a quick break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of Heat.
Here we go. Unbelievable. And normally Yom Kippur is a very solemn day, but it's impossible on a day like today. Can't be solemn. All right, 15 minutes of Heat brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We will head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso, sports director at Local 10 here in Miami. He's also, during normal times, the Heat's pregame and postgame host on Fox Sports Sun. This dude loves the Heat. This dude loves the South Florida teams, although we do know he loves the New York Giants as well. And by the way,
don't bring that up. Don't bring that up.
Giants and Jets is a great story. I mean, that whole football story to me is great. But we'll start with two teams
in football.
Yes, without question. Well, Philadelphia has an argument. But this Heat run to the NBA mm-hmm. Finals, this is as improbable a run. I was saying this earlier in the show. Like, to be back in the finals after LeBron leaves, and we know he decimates teams when he leaves. To be back in the finals, to have constructed this roster when you didn't have the assets to construct a roster like mm-hmm. this, to hit on your draft picks the way they did with Bam and Tyler. I mean, this is improbable, no?
I mean, yes, I agree. And I think I guess we could call it improbable, but then we think, okay, who was at the head of all this? And that's Pat Riley. And, you know, the last few years, guys, how many times did I come on the show or we talked about tanking and what other teams do to tank and should they heat tank and should they look to do this? And why, you know, pick 13 or 14 in the draft isn't going to get you a superstar, yet they turn into Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero. And, you know, how are you going to get another star post Dwayne Wade when you don't have money and they go out and work a deal to get Jimmy Butler, who wanted to be here? So when you look at the way they constructed it, it's improbable, yes, because it just doesn't happen that way. But I don't think it's improbable to the man pulling the strings and to Andy Ellisberg and to the Heat organization, because they never, ever doubted that they can get back to this point. Whether it was in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever it was going to be, they were going to be back here. And I think to all of us, it was much sooner than we expected.
And Will, I don't know what took me this long, but the cog is Bam. Bam's the guy. We talk about Jimmy being aggressive. We talk about Goran, what he's done, you know, post quarantine, you know, coming into the playoffs, starting. This all runs through Bam, right?
Agree, 100%. I mean, and the thing is, you said it perfectly, Jennings, saying runs through, because usually when you think of big men, it's, you know, just get him the ball and let him get in the post and post up, make a move. And then the game's evolved a bit, obviously, where big men can score from outside and hit jumpers. But still, the evolution of that point center, point forward type player is still kind of growing. And to see Bam go from a defensive energy guy when he got drafted to a flat-out dominant player in closeout games of conference championships is incredible. Incredible from an offensive perspective. The way, I mean, you look at that fourth quarter, the driving to the baskets and finish, the facilitating and finding the open guy, taking the ball up court like he's Magic Johnson. I mean, it was crazy. It was incredible to watch, to think that that kid got drafted 3 years ago and everyone hoped that maybe one day he could be a factor on offense. Maybe he could be a 15-10 guy. And he goes out in the Eastern Conference Finals and does 21-12-5. I mean, and the sky's the limit. So I think he is everything. And guys, there's two parts to it. Number one is his hard work. I mean, the Heat believed him and he's worked hard. All the credit to Bam. Number two is the acquisition of Jimmy Butler. Jimmy, from the moment he arrived, said, Bam, don't you ever look in the mirror and now think you're not a superstar. You are a superstar and you're only getting better and you are heart and soul. And I think Bam eventually said, you know what? He's right. I mean, I could be this guy. And he's believed it. He said last night postgame, it's the first time I've had offense go through me consecutive plays. And I started doing it. I said, man, this is fun. And you saw the dominant guy that he can be. And again, he did it in the biggest of stages.
I mean, Mike Breen and Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, they were gaga last night when he was when he was bringing the ball up and then driving to the bucket. I mean, they were gaga over what this guy is capable of, as were Heat fans, obviously. So Will Manso, we have to look ahead towards this Lakers series. Can the Heat do it? Because I feel like the Lakers should be scared of this Heat team.
Here's what I've told everyone so far in the last, you know, 12-15 hours since this all went down, and we can start really looking ahead at the Lakers. The Lakers clearly have the best two players in the series. I don't think it's I don't think it's a bad thing to say. I don't think it's, you know, I don't think, even if you're a Heat homer, you have to admit LeBron James and Anthony Davis are the best two players in the series. That's it. Okay, period. End of story there. But to me, players like 3 through 7 or 8 are Heat players. I mean, to me, I'll take any of the Heat players, and obviously Jimmy and Bam go right after the 1-2 of the Lakers, but when you look at the next grouping and you get into Goran and what Tyler's become and Duncan and this NBA, the shooting and the range and the spacing he provides, I mean, you get into the veteran presence of Andre Iguodala, who we saw last night, this is why the Heat got him. You know, you look at that, that's to me the key to the series. If you could somehow just slow down a little bit LeBron or AD, whether it's working the zone and forcing the Lakers to try to shoot threes, which is really not their strength, or find a way to just, you know, put bodies on LeBron to not let him just get to the basket. If you can do one of those two things, I think the Heat 3 through 7 through 8, the next grouping of 4, 5, 6 players are better than anyone the Lakers have, which means I think they'll be in every single game. And the one thing we've seen from the Heat in the playoffs, in close games, they find a way. So to me, absolutely the Heat have a chance. I don't see it as like, oh my gosh, the big, bad, mighty Lakers with those two great players. No, I think the Heat have a deep team that can compete in every single game and have chances to win against LA.
And, Will, something that's created as soon as the Heat won and, you know, the Lakers won, everybody wants to do LeBron versus the Heat with the past. Coming back and sticking it to Riley or sticking it to Spo, you know, whatever the narrative is. Like, you think that still exists? Because, Will, he went to Cleveland and won a championship. This is his second team after the Heat. Does that still exist, that little competitiveness between Riley, Spo, and LeBron?
Yes, very much so. Very, very much so. Not necessarily from Spo. Spo is always the coach. He's always like, you know, Spo is in coaching mode. He's not worried about the backstories. Pat Riley, if we've learned anything about Riley over the years, and I think everybody knows this, he's a man of pride. He's a man of honor. He's a man of his way and the Heat culture and the, what he had in L.A. And even in New York. I mean, he is about his style. And when you kind of go against that and you leave him, look, the man can hold a grudge. Let's just put it that way. The man can absolutely hold a grudge. And there's no doubt in my mind that Pat, in the back of his mind, and maybe even in the front of it, is thinking, I want to stick it to LeBron. I mean, this guy left me. He left me in the dust. He thought he left me with, like, a mess where I couldn't get back to what I was, right? And now we hung around and had a solid team. You know, things obviously happened with the CB thing that you couldn't expect to happen. And then, you know, Dwayne comes back. You have a nice season for his final, you know, his final year. He retires. And then, boom, you're in the finals. I think there's a sense of pride with Pat that, hey, I didn't need you. I handled this okay without you. And now I want to beat you. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's there. I think it's like it's an underlying theme, but I also think kind of what you say, it's an overlying theme as well.
100%.
Like, I mean, they're not going to acknowledge it, but I think the pressure is on LeBron a hell of a lot more than the Heat, right? The Heat, this whole thing is gravy for the Heat, right? The Lakers were constructed for this season. In fact, the way Anthony Davis and his contract, like, they needed to show something to keep him there because he's got the ability to leave. Like, there's a massive amount of pressure on LeBron and the Lakers, isn't there?
100%. And this is like, this is what we lived through for 4 years with the Heat of the Big Three. Remember back then, you lose a regular season game and they were doing documentaries, you know, 24-hour news coverage on should they break up this team and what's wrong with this team. Now, this team is, you know, they're in the finals. No one expected this outside of the team. Anything that happens, and I don't want to take a loser's mentality like, oh, if they lose, they had a great season. Yeah, we know that, but they want to win. But the reality is this. The Lakers are, you know, the Lakers win, it's what everyone expected. The Lakers struggle or they lose. I mean, the amount of pressure that the Heat go out, let's say, win game one Wednesday night, the amount of media coverage and pressure that becomes and goes on LeBron and AD and that Lakers. If the Heat lose game one, whatever, try to bounce back for game two if they had all season long. They find a way to bounce back. So, yeah, there's no, I hate to say it, it simply is this, there's no pressure on the Heat. There really isn't. They are playing with house money right now, and they are in a position where they believe they can play with anyone.
And Bam's going to have to run the offense, Will, and guard AD. Bro, can we send Bam some Gatorade or Power Bars?
They sent his mom. He's rejuvenated now. You know, Bam loves his mom so much, and his mom is getting to the bubble now. You know, she's able to at least be at the games, not there with him, but be at the games. So he's, like, ecstatic about that. So that'll get him his second win, man. He's got his mom there, and you know how much he loves his mom. So that's a great backstory.
Some Power Bars, something like anything. Some pasta. You have a connection, Will, with some place with pasta. We need some carbs before the game. Will Manso is with us from Local 10 and Fox Sports Sun, and it all starts Wednesday. Heat and Lakers, the NBA Finals. It is as mind-boggling to say as I imagine it is for you guys that have covered the team or been part of it for the entire crazy season that it's been, Will. So I guess everybody is just on top of the world there at the organization, and they've proven themselves to be worthy of the adulation that they get in this market, right? I mean, this is proof positive that the Heat are worthy of what they get down here.
They are, you know, and it's a shame because most years, you know, I mean, you're talking September going into October, the Marlins in the playoffs, the conversation would be the Marlins, and they've done a great job. What the Marlins have done is unbelievable. You know, the Dolphins won the other day. The Canes are ranked in the top 10, but, I mean, it just none of it compares to the Miami Heat post-Dwayne Wade after everything that happened in the NBA Finals. I mean, it's the biggest story in town as it should be, and it's got everybody talking, and I can't wait. Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, and we'll see where this thing goes.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple things there. So the Marlins are in the playoffs. Dolphins had a nice victory on Thursday. Canes, number 8 in the nation. I mean, this was as much fun for 4 days for sports fans in South Florida. And that includes, by the way, a loss on Friday night for the Heat. Like, that didn't even ruin the 4 days of fun that we had. What do you think of our Canes, man? Because I am impressed.
I'm buying in. I'm buying in, but I will say this. Look, we're talking about Clemson, and it's crazy how Clemson is the next battle because you're getting so high, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, wow, you know, the powerhouse is coming, not to town. They're going there. But you know what I mean? The powerhouse is on the schedule next. And Clemson is just a whole different animal in college football. I mean, they are – I mean, they're a juggernaut. I mean, they got the number one pick in the draft next year, an incredible quarterback, a winning system. Obviously, they are the best team in the country. There's no doubt about it. But I'm just looking at it from a Canes perspective, guys, and you watch the games. They have the three things that we have been craving for, right? They have a quarterback. Derek King is legit. This isn't some guy who's just had three good games. He already has proven himself in college football. We just happen to have him now. Now he's our QB. They have an offensive coordinator, Rhett Lashley, which makes you wonder what in the world were the coordinators doing the last decade plus, not using and taking advantage of the incredible speed and athleticism that Miami players have had over the years. You see them do it in the NFL, and then you're saying to myself, why these pro-style systems? Why haven't they been spread out and moving around in quick plays? And now you're seeing it. And number three is we have a kicker. We have a kicker, and he's a damn good one. So anytime you get past midfield, you're already thinking you got at least 3 points, which before you get to the five-yard line, you're not even sure you're getting 3 points. So this is a huge step for Miami.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. That's a luxury. You don't realize how much of a luxury it is until you don't have it, which we didn't last season. And now it's like, yeah, so they'll get three here. No big deal. They'll at least they'll put something on the board. Yeah, it's
exactly.
So good. So and then real quick here on the way out, because I mentioned it at the beginning, your New York Giants stink.
They're terrible. And here's the thing.
I knew they were bad. I just wanted to say that. You want to say that to him, Crowder? I enjoyed it.
You can tell me. I know it. I thought they'd be a 4-12 team just because, you know, it's in the league, you win a game here or there. I'm not sure if they'll win a game this year. They may win one, maybe two. I just, they're terrible. They are truly terrible. Can you tell you something, guys? So you know how irrational of a fan I am, and I truly am, for all my teams. But yesterday I called DirecTV and I canceled the NFL ticket. And
no,
you're not allowed to, you know, get this, you're not allowed to cancel the NFL ticket. They really don't, after a certain point, you can't just cancel
started.
It. Yes, but I said, I'm so pissed at this Giants team that I'm not even going to use them as an excuse. I said, hey, I'm a reporter in Miami, and when you go to an NFL game, right, you cannot watch NFL ticket,
you know,
in the stadium. Do you know that?
I saw someone tweet that about you. I didn't realize that.
Yes, so if you are in an NFL stadium, within 1 mile of an NFL stadium, you can't watch the NFL ticket. So I said, listen, I'm at NFL games every week, and I can't watch it, so it does me no good. They looked into it. They said, okay, account canceled. I had $83 back on my credit card today, so the Giants can kiss my you-know-what. I don't want to spend my money on them, and I got my money back.
Wow.
I love the media card.
He pulled the media card.
That's
the do you know who I am card right there.
The depths of despair as a Giants fan that I actually did something I never do. I pulled the media card. Absolutely.
That is crazy, man. I thought they were going to be good this season. We bet them week one. I really thought I thought Daniel Jones was like
Yeah.
You got to put a team around them, though. The team wins games.
And Saquon. Yeah. Saquon obviously makes a.
I think Daniel Jones is okay. He can maybe be good, but he has no chance to be good right now with that mess around them.
No.
Will Manso, you watch him on Local 10. Local 10, the home of the NBA Finals. I mean, it is upon us. Will, what a great time to be in sports, covering sports in South Florida. Let's all enjoy it, huh?
Oh, for sure. By the way, we got Marlins on our game one on Wednesday at 2 p.m.
You know,
on ABC.
Right. Now, why is that on the big network?
Because there are like 700 games going on, and because of the timing with the way that you have all these, you know, all these games going on at once, and the way the networks are with the NBA Finals started Wednesday, trying to stagger things, it just worked out that ABC said, "Hey, we'll take a few games." You know, it wasn't in the plans originally, but since it's ABC, ESPN, you know, family, they said we'll give you a few games, and we got lucky and happened to get Marlins game one, you know, locally, so that was nice.
And obviously the nation is very interested in the Marlins. That's it's not the Cubs, right? It's the Marlins that has.
Yeah, you know, everybody's talking
nation.
About the Marlins. Yeah, everybody, come on, ride the wave. We got.
All right, Will Manso. Thank you for making time for us, Will. This is fun.
Anytime, guys. We'll talk soon.
There you go, Will Manso. 15 minutes of heat, and we'll take a break here. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
Unfortunately, this is the Hock and Crowder Show. Crowder.
We were just talking off the air, like, who knew the Andre Iguodala game was coming, man? I mean, it was just, this team, because honestly, remember, when they brought Iggy and Jay Crowder over, it was like, are they going to mesh? They have such a good young core that looks up to Jimmy Butler, and are these guys going to mesh? And man, I mean, Jay Crowder, obviously. I mean, we've sung his praises for a while, but Andre Iguodala last night gave you exactly what you needed from him. It was just fun. Oh, man.
And you know why? Because he tricked the Celtics with the look he had coming in the game. Bro, you, he hasn't done what he did the other night, but also when he walked in the game with that hair and the facial hair, you were like, bro, are you ready to play? And his and his old tail went to dropping those damn threes.
It was like Uncle Drew. He was like, hey, man, who's the old dude out there? I like it. He balled.
He did his thing, right. But Jay had a little rough shooting patch over the last couple games.
Yeah.
So my man Iggy came off the bench and made up for it. Bro, yep. I love it. That's what
love
the
it.
Heat, that concept is what the Heat have made on. Duncan had a run, and then Duncan went down, and then Tyler had his 37, and then Jimmy had his 40. The Heat are based around that.
Love this roster. I just love this roster. So we know that Alejandro Solana has been a hero for Heat fans because of his stance with his girlfriend, that she couldn't watch the games with him. And we had a T-shirt made. Solana has the guts. Solana was going viral, being retweeted by the Heat and by D. Wade. So Friday night, it didn't work. You did not watch the game. You know, you told your girlfriend you could not watch it with her, but they lost. And so what's the status now, Solana?
Well, I didn't watch Friday night with her, but I also didn't watch Sunday night with her.
Okay.
Yeah, and still no sex. So I think I'm going to have to keep that going. I think I'm going to have to keep that going through the finals.
Right, well, I mean, don't think that part is your choice. Like, when you say you got to keep that going, I think she's going to keep that going as long as you're keeping going what you're going. So.
Yeah. But whatever it takes, again, whatever it takes. For
who has ordered a Solana Has the Guts T-shirt from honkedofflikeagoose.com? Have you ordered one, Solana?
I'm surprised there's any left because I tried to order as many as possible.
What will happen when you're walking around at the American Airlines Arena one day when everyone can go back? I'm assuming it'll be next season. And you see someone, just a rando, wearing a Solana Has the Guts T-shirt.
I'll probably cry. And then yeah. I'll definitely want to take a picture with them, and they won't know who I am. They won't know that I'm the guy on
the
team.
I'm the guy with the guts. I used to do that when Miami Subs had the Hockman Burger, you know, and there were like 30 locations. And I'd walk into Miami Subs, and my picture was on like this little, you know, cardboard cutout that they'd have there. And I'd go up and I'd go, yeah, I'd like to order my burger. And then, you know, they'd look at me like, you're crazy. I mean, you know, just imagine Miami Subs, you know. And then I'd go get the cardboard cutout and I'd pull it next to me. I go, you know, my burger. They still look at me like I'm crazy. And then I'd, you know, I'd point. I go, that's me. That's me. And they're like, what is that? Like, you want to put that out here? I have to get my manager's approval. I'm like, no, it's out here already. Like, you have my burger. But, yeah, it's a buzzkill. I'm not going to lie. They didn't seem to be as into it as I was. But, yes, you're going to see that at the arena. I guarantee you, Solana.
Yeah.
And, Hawk, did you get it for free when that happened?
No, I didn't get it for free.
You're on the cardboard cutout and you have to pay?
Most of the time, they didn't even have the ingredients there. I'm not even lying. Like, it was like, I'm like, well, it's supposed to have Funyuns on it. You know, this was the original incarnation of the Hockman Burger. It was like, supposed to have Funyuns on it. They're like, huh, yeah, we never heard of that. I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's right here on the board. I'm talking about it a lot on the air. You're like, oh, you want a cheeseburger? All right, I'll take a cheeseburger. And then you're like, oh, but, you know, it's me. It's Hockman. Okay, Hockman. $5.49, huh? All right. It was fun in concept.
I had a wing flavor one time at this place, and they would give me fries for free. And I was like, I don't want the fries. I want wings because the wings are named after me. Give me the meat. Oh, you know, hey, you saw that bill. Fries were free.
Like, we got you.
Back
we got
to that.
You, Daddy.
Go back over there to that cash register and take money off.
Yeah, never works out. I'm telling you, though, when you see someone wearing one of those Solana Has the Guts shirts at a Heat game, Solana, you will shed a tear.
I ordered mine, and I went to the top. I went to Mark Hockman. I went to the top
That's
and ordered
right.
mine. Yes.
I got you hooked up. I got
Thank
you taken
you.
Care of. It's because you keep wrecking me at Viva Hawk Vegas.
Yes.
I mentioned this earlier in the show. We're doing today's show with heavy heart. I want to mention it again. And then in the 3 o'clock hour, Joe Zagacki is going to join us. We're going to talk some Hurricanes with him. We'll continue to celebrate the Heat. Gino Toretta will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. And like I say, all day we'll continue to celebrate the Heat. But we have heavy hearts today, and I had mentioned it earlier, and a bunch of people texted in that we had an EAS test, and so it cut out for a lot of people. Jen Figueroa, J Fig, our favorite on this show, her younger brother, was killed yesterday, and just a terrible night, obviously, and a terrible situation for her and her family. And I told you earlier, I spoke with her today, and she was like, do the show that you were going to do, because it's a big celebratory day for Miami and sports, and that's what we're doing. But we do have a GoFundMe for Jen and her family so that they can bury her younger brother. He was 21. His name is Caesar. So that they can bury him properly. And we can show our support and our love, because, you know, there's nothing you can do, but we wanted to do something. And so it's about $3,500 right now has been raised on this GoFundMe. And if you can spare a little bit for Jen and her family to make this time a little bit easier for them, I tweeted it out, Mark Hockman on Twitter, Crowder tweeted it out, Official Crowder on Twitter, Solana, Alex M. Solana, Dan Day tweeted it out, Dan Day Radio. So there's links to the GoFundMe on all our Twitter accounts. And so obviously we're thinking about Jennifer and her family, and just a tragic turn of events last night for her brother Caesar, youngest of four kids in her family. And she is understandably crushed. And so we're doing everything we can to support her, make her and her family be able to get through this time a little bit more easily. So if you have a few dollars that you want to put into the GoFundMe, that would be appreciated. And again, it's on all our Twitter accounts. You think we can put it up maybe on the 790 or 560 Instagram and Facebook, Solana?
Yep, I'll do that right now.
All right, so we'll get links to it there. And obviously, J Fig, we're thinking of you. 3 o'clock hour, again, loaded potato, Joe Zagacki. We're going to talk about the number 8 ranked Hurricanes. I got to tell you about our gambling exploits from the weekend, because we did all right. We did all right. Mm. We finally hit one. And we have Gino Toretta joining us in the 4 o'clock hour, and we're going to talk Heat a lot. Now, I want to talk cinch.com before we move on to the 3 o'clock hour. It's cynch.com. Great service if you do a lot of grilling outside. You know, you're used to when your propane tank runs down to empty, you got to unhook it and lug it around to the place where you got it, and it's a whole big hassle. Cinch now delivers you a brand new filled tank of propane to your house. And they'll take away your empty tank, no matter what brand it is. It is so simple, so easy, and it's contactless, which is great. They drop it off right at your house, and it's that simple. So you go to cynch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com, and if you put in the promo code GETCINCH, you get that first tank for just $10. So you will save time and definitely money. Go to cynch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. Put in the promo code GETCINCH, G-E-T-C-Y-N-C-H. And that first tank is just $10. There's no contracts to sign. There's no delivery fees. You just get that next tank of propane delivered straight to your home, and they take away your empty tank, no matter what brand it is. It is that simple. It is a pleasure. So go to cynch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. And again, put in that promo code GETCINCH so you get your first tank for just $10. Cinch.com, C-Y-N-C-H.com. Stay safe, stay grilling from my friends at cinch.com. 3 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.